workplace injury. If it's unsafe, tell your employer or voice your concerns at 204-957-SAFE. Whether you're new to Manitoba or new to the job, you have the right to a safe workplace.
At Winnipeg Record and Tape, 1079 Wellington Avenue, we specialize in factory-sealed vinyl LPs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, as well as an extensive selection of gently used vinyl LPs and both 12-inch and 7-inch singles that span more than 7 decades of musical history. Dig through the bargain bins in the back corner and unearth some forgotten gems. Place a special order through one of our many distributors or check out our music-related book and giftware selections. Visit us online at winnipegrecordandtape.com for store hours and to sign up for our mailing lists to be kept up to date on new arrivals and special events. Winnipeg Record and Tape at 1079 Wellington Avenue. Get yourself some groove therapy today.
If you made a compensation claim for abuse at an Indian residential school, the records of your claim are secure. They will be destroyed in September 2027 unless you choose to keep them or share them. To learn more, call toll-free 1-877-635-2648 or go to myrecordsmychoice.ca.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Spoken word the mainstream won't speak about.
Could Jesus microwave a burrito so hot that he himself could not eat it?
This is CJUM FM 101.5 at the U of M.
Warning, the following may contain naughty words or ideas. If that makes you nervous, check back with us later.
Now you are listening to a brand new live episode of Post Everything on 101.5 UM FM. The weather is absolutely gorgeous outside. The streets are wet. The sun is shining as we bask in its glow sitting on the beautiful, beautiful U of M campus. Nothing like it. Really, nothing better to distract us from the horrible, horrible things that surround us in our reality. For now, we can sit back from that, although it will always sit in the back of our mind. We got some tracks here that probably aren't good distraction from some horrible, horrible stuff, but they'll work for now. Starting things off, we got some grungier tracks. I'm a little bit, I don't want to call them grungy because they're not true grunge and grunge isn't a genre. I don't want to go on this rant again, but they're from the East Coast, so-called East Coast Halifax pop explosion that occurred in the 90s. Stuff I've been really digging into, some Sloan adjacent murder records type stuff from Jail and the Hardship Post, kicking things off with Jail, Not Happy, the opening track from their record Dreamcake.
We'll be right back. often I bite the inside of my mouth, inside of my mouth. And it's really quite painful. It almost makes me want to heal. Not it anymore. Sharp dividing my skin. Sharp dividing my skin. Sharp dividing my skin. Sharp dividing my skin. Not my intent to make you mad or to feel all alone. Feel all alone. And it's really quite painful. It almost makes me want to know. Oh, I don't know. Shut your bite into my skin. Shut your bite into my skin. Shot you right into my skin. Shot you right into my skin.
That was Mood, it's not Mood Rain, Sharp Teeth by the Hardship Post of Halifax, Nova Scotia, from their EP Mood Rain. Not the highest fidelity recording or version of the recording possible, I know, but it's the only one I could really find for the time being. For some reason, extremely hard to find those first couple of Hardship Post EPs. certain eras of Canadian music in general, it's very, very difficult to find high fidelity recordings, high fidelity versions that aren't on YouTube. So this was from YouTube. If you know, of course, easiest to find it there. Before that was Jails Not Happy from their record Dream Cake. Both great, great Halifax bands that emerged from the so-called Halifax East Coast pop explosion of the early 90s. And right now, you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, as grungy as we'll get for this next coming hour, although we like to keep things a little bit grimy sounding. I've said it many, many times. I really don't like calling things grunge for a multitude of reasons. I'm loath to call anything grunge, but this is as grungy as we can get for now. I don't like grunge, and I'll go on this rant a little bit again, because grunge wasn't like one sound, but it was rather a hodgepodge of styles that all came from one place, and especially I wouldn't call anything from the East Coast, especially not from Halifax, grunge. Rather, maybe grunge adjacent, because a lot of these bands got signed to Sub Pop, which connects them to bands like Nirvana and Soundgarden, but that's as far as we'll get. More or less, they just shared the same influences, which Sloan would talk a lot about in interviews, because a lot of people called the first Sloan record Smeared a grunge record. Rather, it wasn't grunge, but rather it was like grunge. It shared a coterie of influences with grunge, so it sounded a bit like, you know, Nirvana, like bands I just said, Mudhoney, Nirvana, but really those bands were all fans of the same bands, like Sonic Youth, like Dinosaur Jr. So like they had shared DNA, but I wouldn't call them grunge. Either way, they're sort of a mix of like shoegazy, post-punk kind of hardcore-ish stuff. Right here on Post Everything, we love the mix, we love the blend. Songs that cross over into many genres, many styles, many scenes, sound timeless, placeless, and maybe formless a little bit. This next song is a great example. It comes from a record that's also very hard to find, even though it came out just about a month and a half ago, a record called Four of Wands by a Boston band named Main Era. Funny enough, I love to find music and new bands in the traditional way, like, you know, influences, bands that my favorite bands have recommended, stuff like that, browsing on Bandcamp, finding what the algorithm throws my way. But this one was from a meme page called Slint Memes. Shout out to Slint Memes, one of two records I fell in love with recently that I've discovered through that meme page. Again, Four of Wands by Main Era. This one is like a weird halfway point between Sonic Youth, Slint, and Electric Wizard. It's doomy and sludgy at some points, but also discordant and quiet and creepingly slow before becoming incredibly explosive over its 9-minute runtime, telling a strange fractured story alternating between, like, I guess an amnesia patient wandering around and some people camping, spoken word, but it's also screamed in different portions. It's hard to believe all this could happen in one song, but you're about to believe it. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, and this is the opening track from Four of Wands entitled Erasure.
As you watch these light rays striking the magnified eye, similar tiny beams of light are entering your own eyes.
Our times,
and it's by our eyes that we are able to gain a great part of our knowledge.
Improvement of picture quality.
This quarter, I've got the next best thing. I do its benches from your under there.
We will be in a source.
Thank you.
To purify. of electrons.
There's always going to be a lot of garbage, with those of but you got to sift through it. Literally, the sifting is important, but knowing what's worth holding on to is important.
The glow is bright when
that
the
beam takes,
is strong, less bright when it is weak.
Thus, I would say that takes wisdom.
The sifting is important. Bursting out of the speakers like a strange, illegitimate child, I think of Bull in the Heather by Sonic Youth, Good Morning Captain by Slint, and Funeralopolis by Electric Wizard. That was Erasure by Main Era coming out of Boston. A band I think is, it's important for me that a band is sort of mysterious. I don't want to imagine the people behind the band. Geese, The mystery was ruined for me way too quickly. I like to imagine that Geese could have been anyone, anything, but instead I saw their faces everywhere and it kind of ruined it. For some reason, the mystique was ruined, and that ruined the music a little bit for me. I don't know why that is, but I know nothing about Main Era except that they're from Boston and they make incredible, incredible music, or at least this new record is pretty incredible, called Four of Wands. Four tracks over the span of half an hour. It requires a bit of deep, focused listening, I think. Longer songs, records like that and longer songs like that, especially when the songs kind of bleed and work into each other like this record does, but it is worth the trip 100%. Go check it out. And thank you once again, Slint Memes on Instagram, for that strangely placed recommendation. Like I said, I love about that song and that record that it's kind of a mix of everything that I love in music all at once without sounding or being beholden to one style, one sound, one scene. That's one of my favorite things here on Post Everything, hence the name 101.5 UM FM. This next track kind of sounds more like one thing, but it's the best that we've got right now, I think, in metal. That's Sun with two N's, followed by a bunch of characters that look like O. However, I've been told recently it's not Sun O, but rather just Sun. Why is the O ? There to look like the Amp brand, I suppose. Anyways, they're kind of the best band in metal right now, perhaps. Drone Metal, at least. Maybe I'm overselling them, but their new record is poised to be absolutely incredible. This is another one that might require some deep focused listening, but it's also so good for kind of dropping in and tuning out a little bit. Just maybe not idly, you know, background listening, but you know, you can kind of wade in its waters without getting too deep and still understand it. The first track they released from their upcoming self-titled record, called Glory Black, was strangely jubilant and ecstatic, strangely riffy for a Sun track. Not a lot of drone. This one has more of the doomy, feedbacky drone. This one has genuinely an air of despair to it, and destruction and violence, which, considering the news and what our governments are up to right in front of our faces, I feel like this is the perfect track to get lost in. This is their newest song, Butch's Guns. Like I said, drop in, tune out. This is Sun, not O. an apocalyptic sounding song for some very apocalyptic feeling times, I think. That was the newest single from Sons, drone metal legend Sons. Some would say Sun-O, but it is, as I said, just Sun. Their upcoming self-titled release coming out on Sub Pop, their debut for Sub Pop. The tune is called Butch's Guns, but this one feels less like a tune and more like pure vibrations, pure sound waves. I suppose that's the point of drone, though, sounds and frequencies clashing and harmonizing within each other till it's less of guitar sounds, guitar music, metal music in general, and almost feels like a vibration coursing through your brain, through your body, through the air around you. And in between the loudest moments, I think in the quietest moments, it's beautiful that you can also hear the sounds and vibrations in the room with the band themselves, the sounds of the amps humming, of them moving around. And there's not a lot of room in between, but these extremes lend themselves to this kind of immersive listening experience. I said that you can kind of wade in without getting too wet with these newer Sun tracks, but it's very difficult to not get pulled in completely. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, and I think Sun is still one of the best to do it right now. Maybe not the best, but one of the best, even though after 25 or so years, they haven't exactly been reinventing their own wheel. They keep getting better somehow in smaller and smaller increments, despite the fact, like I said, it's sort of the same thing over and over again, which isn't something you can say about this next band, American Football. Midwest emo pioneers, Midwest emo great. Keep on surprising me with the newer tracks coming out. This is the first single from an upcoming LP called LP4. I think none of the American Football records are titled, so of course this one is just LP4. And this first taste of it, 8 minutes long, our last epic length song of this hour, I promise. 8 minutes long and worth every minute, every second of it, a sprawling journey. I find that as bands, especially punky and kind of emo or DIY bands in general, as they age, the best ones lose their franticness, some of the more manic nature of their work, some of the intensity as well, but they trade it for some like weariness, some mourning, and some rumination, which doesn't sound very exciting, but it lends to kind of a deeper, more intense kind of listen. This one kind of abandons the emo, Midwest emo formula, the math rock formula that we've come to know and love from American Football, and gets into some spacier kind of explosions in the sky-esque post-rock territory, complete with a huge build and huge, you guessed it, explosion. On top of that, some absolutely stunningly beautiful poetry, like autobiographical poetry from Owen Kinsella. Let's check it out. This is Post Everything. This is Bad Moons by American Football.
In a trench coat, plastic knives. I'm scared and I don't wanna grow up. I only feel alive at night. During the day, I cover my eyes.
my ex-wife. She met Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I know, it should be a why. But none of my whys ever get answered.
I think the Kinsella brothers, Tim and Owen of American football, might be still the best, some of the best, if not the most interesting instrumentalists in the game right now in sort of this indie rock emo kind of world. American football has an upcoming record, if you missed it when I was talking about it, called LP4, and that was the first taste of it, entitled Bad Moons 8 minutes, and I wouldn't give away a second of it. Absolutely stunning, absolutely gorgeous stuff. Again, so very excited. I wonder if 30 years on now of American football's inception, I wonder if when they were playing basements and like Legion halls and stuff and practicing with each other in their young precocious age, if they imagine themselves 30 years on writing some of their best, most emotive, most intense work yet. I sometimes wonder if I'll have any moments like that myself as I get older, if I'll look back and say, wow, I didn't expect it to get this far. Who knows? You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. I can't just let you go on that note, of course. We got 9 minutes left. We got 9 minutes, 8 minutes worth of music to fill. Not just fill, but delightfully enjoy, I suppose. Something a little spacey and a little bittersweet like we just listened to, but a little bit lighter as well, a little bit of a weight off our shoulders. Often I find myself these days paralyzed between looking forward to the smaller things in life, whether it be an album like American Football's LP4 or just the day after tomorrow, which will be kind of a Friday for me before a day off, and I'm paralyzed between those good feelings and the feelings of apocalypse and despair that surround me as I feel like our social contracts and our culture and our societies are on the brink of collapse, which is a horribly doomy thought, but it's what I see. And I'm, you know, torn between these two impulses, and I am trying to choose the former, and I hope you are as well, looking forward to potentially a great future, some great things coming, always small things to look forward to, whether it be a show, whether it be your favorite cup of coffee, whether it be making music yourself, maybe making art yourself, maybe you really like your coworkers. I'm not a fan of a lot of them myself, but maybe that's what you have to look forward to. I think there's a lot of little things we can treasure, even as despair fills our news feeds and our minds and our eyes. So I'm trying to keep that in mind. Hopefully you are as well. Like I said, on a lighter note, we got a track called Blue Jade from Gov, formerly of the band Effed Up, with a very, very Manchester-sounding shoegaze track. And following that up with an unexpectedly shoegazy track from post-punkers Montreal Cola, a track called Hedge Sitting, which is, like I said, very bittersweet, very looking backwards, sort of as I was riffing on, looking back at the basements, the rehearsal rooms, the places where we come from, and comparing them to now. Look how far we've come, and look where we are, and look where we are going. You've been listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, and I'll catch you next week, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. every single Monday. This is Gov with Blue Jade. I'm not afraid to die.
for lapses in judgment, though still left wanting. I get the split vision.
Fun Club is just what you think. It's a place that hates fun. It's also a world-class recording studio. You can come record your music, you'll get in the zone, it'll sound great. And you know, it might be tempting to have fun, but we can't allow it. We have an amazing gear collection, tape machines, we have modern computers, we have chandeliers and couches, we have a kitchen and multiple recording environments of various sizes and acoustic properties. The one thing we don't have is fun, and we never will. No compromises, no fun,
and no problem.